Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Steve Jones. Welcome to the Steve Jones Show on this Wednesday afternoon. It's great to have you with us. We'll have our friends from StateCollege.com in a little bit later in the week. Ken Notenwolo will be on the show today, the head football coach at Navy. Talk about the Service Academy, his matchup with Penn State Saturday at Beaver Stadium. Have him on at 3:35 today, just after the bottom of the hour news. Of course, so we're at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, the Lenape Solar Hotline is open at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. The Lenape Solar Hotline, powered by Lenape Solar. Go to lenapesolar.com. So Navy's head football coach at the bottom of the hour, talking with him. Tomorrow I'll have Navy's play-by-play guy on as well. And Adam Rittenberg tomorrow from ESPN.com. Big Ten's off to a rocky start. He is the blogger for ESPN.com, and he'll tell us about that rocky start and whether it portends to a rocky season for the Big Ten or not. So Adam will be on the show tomorrow along with Navy's play-by-play boys. But before we get to all of that and so much more, time now for Above the Noise. Here is Dan Patrick.
Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show. Steve joining us from the Sunbury Motors Studio again here in just a moment. Lots of stuff to talk about today. If you were following us on Facebook and Twitter, you found out about the Sean Kersey, leading receiver for Penn State in 2011, leaving for personal reasons. We'll talk more about that. We'll also talk about Notre Dame leaving the Big East for the ACC in all sports but football. Big surprise. Well, big surprise anyway that it's not going to include football. Again, that's one of the many things we'll be talking about today. Taking your questions via email, stevejones@wkok.com. That's stevejones@wkok.com. We'll also take your messages on Facebook. You can post to our Facebook page. Just search Steve Jones Show, and you'll be able to find us there. And don't forget, follow the show on Twitter, Steve Jones PSU. That's at Steve Jones PSU. Just one of the many ways you can communicate with us here on the Steve Jones Show. It has to do with the answers. Forget the regulars back. That's something Steve was in. Good. Maybe wrong. Well, I think they remembered that we had ripped it wrong. As I said, lots of questions here on the Steve Jones Show that involve Notre Dame and, of course, questions or comments regarding Sean Kersey. And we'll get to those here shortly when Steve joins us from the Sunbury Motors Studio. But Notre Dame now will be an ACC member in all sports except for football, which is really no big surprise, and at least to me anyway. It's no big surprise that they won't go in football, and I think that's because of the Peacock. I mean, three letters, N, B, and C. That has a lot to do with being an independent. And they also like being an independent because they can call their own shots, especially for football. Now, when it comes to playing ACC, they're going to play four opponents in their 2012 schedule and have been in some long-term scheduling agreements with several ACC opponents anyway. So from a football standpoint, it'll kind of look like they're a member of the ACC, but they won't really be a member of the ACC. The real question is how this affects the ACC's bowl situation. Now, with the agreement, Notre Dame will be eligible for the ACC's non-BCS bowl tie-ins. And according to the commissioner, Notre Dame will have a provision that requires the Irish to be ranked higher than, equal to, or within one win of a full ACC member to be selected above them in the league's non-BCS bowl selection order. Is that a little confusing? I thought so. I mean, I can understand ranked higher. I understand even ranked equal to, but we be within one win of a full ACC member and then be selected, be able to be selected above them for the non-BCS bowl selection order, that doesn't seem like a very fair thing, and it doesn't seem like I'd be very happy if I were in the ACC getting passed by a team that is just kind of there to get the bowl spot. Use your judgment on that. Swofford also confirmed that Notre Dame is one of several potential opponents for the ACC in the Orange Bowl. That would be kind of weird, too, because we talked about this yesterday. The Big East trying to become the other Orange Bowl automatic. So it would be the ACC and the Big East. Well, let's say that doesn't happen and they decide to take Notre Dame. Then it would be the ACC against Notre Dame, which is probably what we're going to have earlier in the season anyway. That just sounds kind of awkward, but that's not a guarantee right now. Notre Dame is, though, one of several potential opponents for the ACC and the Orange Bowl. The Orange Bowl revenue, along with all football-related revenue, will be shared equally among 14 all-sports members. The Irish will be equally sharing members for television revenue for the Olympic sports, which is about 20% of the ESPN deal. Now, all that being said, how does this affect, let's say, basketball? Notre Dame's addition where it's going to allow the ACC to renegotiate some media rights with ESPN. There's no question about that. Right now, the deal is set to pay out about $17 million a school. But the addition of the Irish in basketball and baseball means there's going to be more money available.
Well, it is a dramatic move. Now the question is whether or not they get a 16th school and try and force Notre Dame in as a full partner. How about that?
Well, that's like a fourth side of this whole thing.
Well, if I'm the ACC, I seriously consider now taking my basketball tournament and putting together a deal with Madison Square Garden for at least 1 year. Okay, because now they've taken between Syracuse, Pitt, and Notre Dame in basketball. They have enough Big East flavor to it where they can make the Garden a real party.
Well, you know, that may not be far away from happening from a looking at it from a football standpoint, what you were just talking about, forcing Notre Dame's hand, because their current deal with NBC goes to 2015.
Yep.
So, if they were to force the hand in the next year or two, it would take another year or two before everything would have to come together. And guess what? NBC's contract has expired.
Right. Now maybe Notre Dame already has assurances from NBC that we don't know about, that not only will they re-up, but it could be an increase for them. I don't know. That's something that only they know about. Now, there's going to be a call by probably even fans on this show. We have a lot of Notre Dame fans listen to this show.
Absolutely.
A lot of Notre Dame fans. There's going to be a call by some people. They become a full member of the ACC. Now, at the moment, they can hold that off. But if the ACC picks up one more school, then it changes the dynamics and it changes the pressure on Notre Dame, especially if it's the right school. It's what Notre Dame did was very interesting. There's also going to be a call on the part of some to not play Notre Dame from the Big Ten. The three schools that would be targeted for that would be Michigan, Michigan State, and Purdue. I do not expect Michigan, Michigan State, or Purdue, okay, to back off playing Notre Dame. I think Michigan has a hiatus with Notre Dame, and then they're back on, I don't know, 2018, 19, 20, somewhere around there. There's a hiatus in the schedule because Dave Brandon wants to get Michigan football, play more high-profile games, which it's fine. I find that to be admirable, by the way. I do find that to be admirable on his part. They want to play more high-profile games. Purdue is less than an hour away from West Lafayette to South Bend.
One going away.
No, that's a long-time, long-standing rivalry, and I have no problem with that. Michigan State and Notre Dame have a long-standing rivalry as well. I mean, the Pac-12 agreement between the Big Ten and the Pac-12 in part indirectly fell apart because of Notre Dame. And the reason it did fall apart, and I mentioned Notre Dame, is that Stanford plays Notre Dame every year. USC plays Notre Dame every year. And they only have the flexibility of two other non-conference games. Okay, compared to, you know, because they play nine conference games. And, you know, Stanford and USC are not going to give up the Notre Dame component. So that's one of the reasons why that Pac-12 Big Ten agreement fell short. Now, am I blaming Notre Dame? No, I'm not blaming that. I'm just explaining indirectly what happened. So,
well, here's the 2013 schedule as it stands right now for Notre Dame. Temple, Michigan, Purdue, Michigan State, Oklahoma, Arizona State. Then they have an open date in October. Then it's USC, Air Force, Navy, Pitt, an open date in November, BYU and Stanford.
All right. Well, BYU and Stanford makes a lot of sense because BYU makes a lot of sense because they too are independent right now.
Right. Well, my question is when I never heard an official move to the ACC. Now, keep in mind, this is not including football now. The ACC move does not include football right now. However, they're talking about making sure that they play ACC teams and as many as four of them on the schedule.
Five is the max I heard.
I don't know where they're going to put them if they do it in 2013.
Well, and see, this is where I look at Notre Dame, and let me show you the part that baffles me. Kevin Hertzler and Carissa Marie. It's Jill. It's Jill Klein.
Yeah, Jill has a great question.
How can some and not all the universities? That's a money thing.
Yeah. How can they get into some and not all of the sports? Yeah.
How many sports are going?
Everything but hockey and football.
Okay,
I understand.
So it's every, you know, ACC doesn't have hockey, right? And Notre Dame has a hockey conference already, so that's obvious. And then there's football. The football thing bothers everybody, and I just think that Notre Dame, they keep getting away with it, and I find it interesting that they keep getting away with it. That other people continue to
happen.
Well, bend over backwards.
Cater.
Okay. Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I find interesting. The Big East is so desperate to keep them around. You're like,
Oh, we haven't even begun to talk about the bowl situation. That's going to be really entertaining.
That bothers me. Sorry, you want to be independent in football? You're on your own.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. Sunbury Motors, of course, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 at Humbles Wharf. Lenape Solar Hotline's open at 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565. The one thing that I don't think a lot of people expected is that in the middle of a season, an agreement would come together for Notre Dame. That this would be something that would happen in an off season. This did not happen in an off season. Out of nowhere, it happens during the season. And that's what I think has caught some people off guard, that they've done this. And that the ACC has put together this deal with Notre Dame. But again, The ACC is trying to play some cards here. There's just no doubt about it. To me, there's the ACC is trying to – the idea if they can get Notre Dame in and then try their darndest to convince them to then be a full member, including football.
Good luck.
No, I'm just saying this is the card they're playing, though. I'm trying to tell you the card they're playing. Because, look, it's going to depend on how much money they get out of this thing. Because, you know, certain rules have been put in place to slow down Notre Dame. They don't, for example, when they went to the 2001 Fiesta Bowl where they got blown out by Oregon State with Chad Johnson and TJ Houshmandzadeh, they got the full boat of, I think at that time, I think the payout was $13 to $14 million. They got all of it. Well, it was a BCS game, yes, but it wasn't the national championship game. So that's when they put in the Notre Dame rule, that if Notre Dame were to ever go to a BCS bowl game again, as they did in 2005 when Ohio State beat them, and that really fried Joe. Joe wanted that game badly. Badly he wanted that game. He wanted to play Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl, and he ended up with the Orange Bowl of Florida State. And he fell as the Big Ten champion, and because the Rose Bowl is being used that year for Texas and USC, so Penn State is the Big Ten champion, and Penn State was the Big Ten champion that year. They were the number one seed. Didn't end up with the bowl that they wanted because they couldn't go to the Rose Bowl. This is before they started doing the double bowl for the championship. Texas played USC in it. So, now you have this Notre Dame situation going to the ACC. Notre Dame is not expected to leave the Big East for the ACC until at least 2014. John Paquette, associate commissioner, you know, John's one of the good guys out there, like John a lot, said Notre Dame must pay the conference $5 million in exit fees and provide 27 months' notice before leaving. The fee would be significantly lower than those paid by Pitt and Syracuse. Both negotiated $7.5 million settlements to leave the Big East ahead of schedule to join the ACC in July of next year. Source told Joe Shad that Notre Dame hopes to expedite its exit from the Big East and join the ACC earlier than the 27-month notification period due to the precedent established by Pitt and Syracuse and also in part by West Virginia, which paid, what, $20
million? $20 million, yeah. Notre Dame is going to pay $5 to $10 million if they stay for the full 27 months.
It's $5
million. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. They'd have to pay $5 of the $10 million, rather,
yes,
if they stayed for the 27 months.
Yes.
Pitt and Syracuse paid a little bit more than that. West Virginia paid $20 million.
Okay, so, you know, Notre Dame, they say, has been a valued member of the Big East and blah, 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 whatever. Yeah, and all those great football games they played over the years. Oh, that's right, they didn't play any.
They had you deal call with... me bitter.
Huh?
And you call me bitter.
No, I'm not. What am I bitter about? I don't care. I'm just saying what my point is that Notre Dame took these people for a ride.
Yeah. Hey,
that's not bitter. What bitter is when you have a personal stake in it. I have no stake in this. I'm just giving you analysis. I mean, I think I'm giving you impartial analysis. I mean, is Notre Dame a great program? Yes. Is Notre Dame a great athletic department? Yes. But do they try to take advantage of situations that work best for them? Yes, but that's what good business people do. Do other people let them get away with it? Absolutely, and they're the ones who are wrong, not Notre Dame. Okay.
Do you think this is going to go the full 27 months, or do you think that the Big East...
No, they'll
East
get
is,
out earlier.
Yeah,
no,
I think so, too.
They'll be out earlier.
The Big East is going to take their money and run.
Right. Yes, they'll take their money. ACC, in turn, cements its relationship with one of the nation's more storied football programs, adding to a group that already includes Florida State, Miami, Virginia Tech, and Clemson. That would also seem to position the ACC as an easy choice if Notre Dame ever decides to give up football independence. Again, that's the card I just talked about at the top. So he's, again, this is about analysis, Kevin. This is not. I have no dog in this hunt at all. Don't you know?
No. I was joking.
I don't like how people bend over backwards when they're not willing. I mean, you have to give something to get something. What does Notre Dame give in this?
Well, there, but there is something for the ACC if you look at this. I mean, the ACC.
Here's suddenly I know they're a better women's soccer conference.
No, here the football side of things. Because they're very nervous about losing Florida State and Clemson to the Big 12. With the addition of Notre Dame, that would give them an opportunity to stay in, give them a reason to stay in, and make the ACC a little bit more stable. I mean, that's what a lot of this is Florida State and Clemson being rumored to go to the Big 12.
Yeah, well, I think those are just rumors at the moment on that their part. If I were them, I'd stay put. I would not want to be in a conference where Texas dominates the financial landscape. All right?
Especially if you're a Florida State.
But it dominates the landscape. You need to be in a conference, okay? And this is where I think the ACC is trying to play this card to lure Notre Dame in so they're there for every sport. I understand that part. Okay, so that's the gamble. That's the roll, the dice that they're making right now. They put their chips on the table, and they want to see what happens with this. If they can somehow, in the new world of college athletics, get Notre Dame to eventually be a full partner. So this is the roll of the dice that they've made. We'll let you do this for now with the hope that down the road, privately, we can make this happen. I understand that part of it. But Notre Dame doesn't have to give anything in this.
No, they don't. And then let me take that one step further, if you don't mind. The ACC voted to increase the exit fees to 3 times the annual operating budget, which is now over $50 million. Now, that new exit fee goes into effect immediately, but doesn't apply to Notre Dame.
Right.
That's another way that the ACC is saying to Florida State and Clemson, guess what? Go ahead and leave. We could use the $100 million.
Right. Revenues from ACC television are likely to increase to as much as $18 million per school, just beyond the $20 million per school from the Big 12 and what they recently signed. We know the Big 10's $22 to $23 million, by the way, just so you know. Football deal that NBC has with Notre Dame is worth $15 million per year. Jack Swarbrick said the deal was financially neutral for Notre Dame. The commitment to 5 ACC games in football likely will mean some changes for the Irish's football schedule. Notre Dame is expected to continue to play USC, Stanford, and Navy, but its traditional game against Big Ten opponents Michigan, Michigan State, and Purdue are in jeopardy. Source said the Fighting Irish plan series with Texas still likely will be played. Now, see, I think they have a couple of off years with Michigan, by the way. Pitt would be the only ACC team on Notre Dame's 2013 schedule, which includes games against Temple, BYU, Arizona State, and Air Force. Well, that's a schedule that just bowls you over. Notre Dame has played basketball in the Big East since the mid-90s. Now in the ACC, the Irish will face traditional powers like Duke and North Carolina and rekindle its rivalries with Syracuse and Pitt, while the league also fits other sports that Notre Dame is competitive in, including lacrosse and soccer. Notre Dame basketball coach Mike Bray texted ESPN's Andy Katz saying, "We're going," and added that while no timetable has been established for the move, he says he's excited about the challenge. In February, the ACC announced divisions for 14 teams in basketball, but will now have to accommodate a 15th team. However, the league does not plan to expand to include a 16th school, according to multiple sources. The ACC does not offer ice hockey for obvious reasons, so it is presumed that Notre Dame will go through with its planned move to Hockey East in that sport. Also, with inviting Notre Dame, the ACC also says it has increased the exit fees for the conference of schools to 3 times, as Kevin just mentioned, which includes a current move to $50 million. So Kevin, of course, just outlined that.
That's a hunk of change. I mean, to make a move.
Yeah. So for the ACC, in a competitive move, which they're trying to, again, I think, carve a niche against the SEC, since they're right there together in the South. This is what they're hoping to do. Now that, you know, the compromise for Notre Dame, I said they have to give something. Well, the part they're giving is they're giving literally 5 out of 7 of their games in the schedule.
Yeah, just for giggles, I pulled up the 2013 schedule. I mean, I could see Oklahoma being a game that they'd probably, you know, offer up off the schedule, because that was supposed to be a home game. Arizona State, they probably still play that one because they're playing that one at Cowboy Stadium. And
Arizona State,
Arizona State's supposed to be played at Cowboy Stadium in 2013. I agree with you. I think the BYU game stays just because, you know, they don't want to. They know what BYU situation's like. But I would probably say that that they might be the end of Pittsburgh.
They don't care what the BYU situation's like. No, Pittsburgh, no, they'll keep Pittsburgh.
You think so?
Of course they will, because now they're going to be in the ACC.
Well, that's true. I didn't think. I forgot about the move. Yeah, I forgot about the move. I wasn't
thinking
about that.
Okay, so that fills the bill.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about the move. You're right. So Temple's another one on the schedule.
Yeah, they don't care about that. That's a Big East game.
Yep, that one's going to go away. Now, Michigan is on the schedule, the one I'm looking at for 13.
Right, but I think there's a point where they go away for a couple of years.
I can't go any further than that right now. But
look at this stupidity on here. 2013 schedule twist in baseball. Interleague, Major League Baseball on April 1st. You have to have an interleague series every single time because there's 15 teams in each league.
I've heard somebody say that in this program.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe how lost this profession is becoming. I mean, really. The profession's getting lost. I'm not kidding about that. All right. We got a lot of Notre Dame fans out there. A lot of Notre Dame fans. So I want to hear what you think about it. Do you like it? 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Notre Dame fans, got a lot of them out there. Love their school. Love rooting for them. A lot right in our area. A lot of Notre Dame. We also have a lot of Pitt fans in our area, too. So now, you know, Pitt's in the same boat with them as they were before.
Yeah.
As they were in the Big East. So, love to hear from those Notre Dame fans out there, those Pitt fans.
I go back to what I said earlier, though. I cannot imagine that the ACC would allow, and I'll get to that thought with the bowl situation. I'll get to that thought in a minute.
Well, again, they shouldn't be giving. You can't give away the farm. I mean, if you're in the conference, then that's what you get. If you're not in the conference, you should get nothing. If you want to be independent in football, then guess what? You should be on your own when it comes to a bowl game. Richard, it is a pleasure to hear from you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've been in my car all day driving from Ann Arbor. I'm in Harrisburg or someplace. But isn't the move to the ACC everything but football?
Yes.
It's everything but football. It's everything but football. But see, the part that bothers me is the ACC is willing to give up a bowl bid to Notre Dame to help them out in this whole thing, and that's not good business.
But why are you saying all these teams will go off the schedule? You think they'll go into the ACC and for football in a few years?
Well, the reason we're saying that they'll go off the schedule is that Notre Dame will be mandated to play five ACC teams every season on their schedule.
I see. Okay. So
that you lose the scheduling flexibility, which means you only have seven other dates to fill. So you'll lose some flexibility in your scheduling, where maybe you have to look at Michigan and say, well, for 2 years we can't because we already have a commitment here. You know, that's what I'm saying. They'll lose that flexibility.
Yeah, my general comment on the whole thing that's happening with these league changes is a disaster for college football.
Richard, you know what? I don't like, you know, when this whole thing was floated a year ago about the four super conferences of 16 teams each, remember when that was floated last year? I didn't like it. And I thought the Big Ten did something, which I have to give Jim Delaney a lot of credit, because when they were looking at Nebraska, for example, a lot of people thought that that they would try to gobble up Rutgers, gobble up Missouri, get to 14 schools, the idea of getting to 16. And he pulled back and only went with the one school because the Big Ten needed one school to get the 12. You cannot have a championship game without 12 schools. It's a rule. And the Big Ten pulled back, and the Pac-12 pulled back. because everyone was thinking they were going to get Texas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. Remember that? They're going to go to 16.
Yes. Yep.
And they cut it at 12. And I thought when the two of them did that, they helped their respective conferences because now each conference could have that championship game, which is worth about $25 million each year to each conference. But they pulled back, I thought, for the good of the sport and not go to 16. 12 is a workable number. 16 is a difficult number. Now I see the SEC goes to 14. ACC's at 14 plus Notre Dame makes 15 in basketball. And I agree with you, Richard. That super conference idea is not good for the sport. I'm with you.
Well, I'll listen to your other callers, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Richard, it was great to hear from you, and thank you for your perspective. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, in the Lenape Solar Hotline, powered by Lenape Solar. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza would like to give you some advice on your next used vehicle purchase. There are many dealers offering $2,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade, or a minimum of $3,000 for your clunker. Do you know what that means? It means these dealers are asking $3,000 too much for their vehicle. At Sunbury Motors, we have the lowest price promise on pre-owned vehicles. We research the market and make sure our prices are the lowest of any similar vehicle within a 50-mile radius from a franchise dealer. We also put our used vehicles through a stringent 135-point inspection, making sure you're getting a quality vehicle. So don't be fooled by the smoke and mirrors from these screaming dealers offering unrealistic trade offers. Visit Sunbury Motors online at www.sunburymotors.com, or better yet, come in and see that every pre-owned vehicle is clearly marked with our lowest price promise. Sunbury Motors, proudly serving Central PA for almost a century. And remember, always ask for a Carfax.
Welcome back to the show. 1-800-795-9565. So what's the deal now with Notre Dame? Again, to the ACC, for Notre Dame, it's a great move, and it's a great deal for them. They really get a lot out of this. They get the basketball component, obviously, which is tremendous. They had a great basketball component before, by the way, with the Big East. Now they get that with a little more power on the football side of it. They're still going to have the issue of travel. Travel is a gigantic issue, okay? Because you're still having to travel your women's soccer team to all points all over the place. I mean, you're still going to have it costs money to do that, to send your women's soccer team here, your men's soccer team there. I mean, you spend a lot of money doing that. So they had a lot of travel in the Big East. That component does not change at all by going to the ACC. So I think that part stays the same. This is where not being in the Big Ten and the decision they made in Dublin in 1999 comes into play. Notre Dame actually financially would have ended up a lot better off if they'd done it, in the end. But at that point, the Big Ten network did not exist. But they would have had the championship game money. And when it came to their non-revenue sports, my goodness, they could have made an absolute haul, because they could have bust to Purdue, bust to Indiana, bust to Illinois, bust to Northwestern, bust to Ohio State, bust to Michigan and Michigan State, instead of having to fly all the time and the cost involved in flying all their non-revenue sports all over the place. But they decided that they wanted to keep their independence in football, felt that, especially with the NBC contract, was their best move. In the end, could they have made more out of the Big Ten? Yeah, they could have in the end, in terms of the money part. But they want to maintain their independence in football. The Big East gave them that. The ACC has handed them that as well. They still have to play those five ACC games, and they get a bowl bid out of it. They get bowl security five games. They don't have to worry about scheduling, because scheduling has become a little more, has become tighter these days. The Pac-12 is playing nine games. I think, what, is the SEC going to nine games as well?
No, that I'd have to look up.
With the 14 teams that they have now. So you have a little less scheduling flexibility because of the added conference games. The Big Ten was going to go to nine. The Big Ten was going to go to nine games, and then when the Pac-12 agreement came up,
well, you may be right, because there's a lot of open dates on the Alabama schedule, for instance, for next year.
Yeah. So, yeah, again, it's, let's see.
Alabama's playing the Chattanooga Mocs?
That's it. Well, that's just a game. I'm not, you know, I'm not worried about that part of it. They, Alabama could play Chattanooga. They have to play Arkansas, LSU, Georgia, Florida. Okay, they have to play. They have to play Auburn every year. I think they could play Tennessee, Chattanooga if they want.
I didn't know their nickname though.
Oh, the Mock. I've done a game in the Roundhouse.
Why am I not surprised?
I've done three games in the Roundhouse in my career in Chattanooga.